Our focus now turns to the business of weddings. It's a wedding season approaching for a lot of folks, planning in high gear, I'm guessing, for a lot of those nuptials. Of course, all of us watching the UK for the big royal wedding coming up this weekend. I think my invitation is still lost in the mail somewhere for that. But we thought we'd turn our attention to the business of weddings this morning. Ivan Colon is with us. He is the PR and marketing director at Wedding Salon. Ivan, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. I don't know. Did you get your invitation for the royal wedding yet?
I've been on the guest list since last year.
Great. Well, let's talk about the business of weddings. First, tell people what you do there at Wedding Salon.
Well, I am, of course, responsible for creating the visuals, putting together the concept of the shows. What we are is a luxury bridal show. So essentially a kind of public square for the brides and grooms of today to connect, interface straightforward with, the vendors, the caterers, the event planners, the florists, all the above. Some say that, essentially we are the place where you can make your dream come true, your wedding dreams come true. So I essentially create the marketing, put together vendors, of course, mostly local because we're in five different cities across the United States throughout the year. So
The event here in Chicago is coming up May 21st at the W Lakeshore. That event is what?
Oh, okay. So the showcase we have going on the 21st, it's Monday, which, all hands on deck. It's only a few days away, if you really think about it, at the W Lakeshore is our Chicago showcase. We actually have brought along one of our favorite designers from the Miami area, Sierra Di Pion, to stage a couture bridal showcase during the show while, the brides and grooms get to taste cakes from Vanilli, a local favorite, I'm sure, many. Dresses on display from Jenny Yu, florists, all the above, it's there. Everything the groom and bride will need to make it a success. And a lot of brides nowadays are actually trying to mirror some of the ideas coming out of the royal wedding, such as, instead of a big poofy dress, they're going for that slender, sleek kind of, conservative, but yet elegant feel to the dresses that you see in many, classic weddings in England.
And that was going to be my next question, is what are some of the trends? Obviously, you mentioned there the royal wedding, but what other trends are we seeing this year?
Well, this year, we're seeing a wonderful trend, in my opinion, a return back to some classic traditions that, of course, are tried and true. So, veils are still very, very popular with some brides. However, they're very conservative as far as the lace design and as far as the dresses. Instead of big, large, poofy dresses, as Diana may have worn once upon a time, we're all fans of Princess Diana. I am. Changed my life. We are seeing, especially from designers, naming one Jenny Yu, or for instance, Sierra Di Pion, who is one of our designers, they're going back to more of a bohemian style design, sleek dresses with simple embroideries, but elegant, something that definitely stands out, but isn't just, a big poofy mess.
Yeah, right. I'm guessing you see all kinds of ideas from the outlandish probably to just the very basic. What is it that you try to get across to folks? Is it you want? I know you do luxury weddings, but do you try to make it clean and simple, or do you just is the bride whatever the bride wants, she gets?
Well, I think that's tried and true. Whatever the bride wants, she gets. However, we're seeing a lot more grooms actually step up to the plate when it comes to designing. Believe it or not, the millennial generation is collaborative. And in our experience, actually, we're seeing the groom stand up a little bit more and say, hey, you know, instead of the regular tuxedo, let's go with a pop color for instance, the handkerchief or, you know, the blazers. For instance, or the suits itself aren't just a regular one set pattern. They could be an argyle pattern underneath. They're really, really being very creative. A lot of the gentlemen, the grooms and, the brides have decided to go, you know, with a little bit of edge. Now, what we're also seeing is that they're keeping slight tradition. So what they're doing is, you know, they're doing the something old, something borrowed, something new, but they're giving it their own twist. And actually making it their own. Where also we're seeing some changes in the venues. For instance, classic venues would be anywhere from, you know, a dance hall, but or a hotel, you know. Of course, those are tried and true. We're seeing movement into more creative spaces. For instance, a country barn that's been completely redone. So you have a rustic wedding. It's almost DIY. But, you know, just fun, approachable. The guests are dressed, you know, appropriately, obviously, but still to match the setting. And it just gives it a little twist in a unique way for the bride and groom who, you know, definitely want what they want.
Yeah, you talked about the different suits and also the dresses. What's different this year? What are the trends in decorations and flowers?
Okay, so we're seeing a lot more, especially for the spring. Obviously, when you do a wedding, you want to look at the seasons. The seasons are, you know, of course, kind of like your touchstone for what you're mainly going to go ahead and decide for his design. So we're seeing a lot of orchids this spring, definitely orchids of different colors. And we're seeing pops of yellow, which you're seeing out in the fashion runways. You're also seeing pastels with pinks and, you know, lavenders come in there. We're seeing a lot of ornamental design as far as like centerpieces in the room, you know, hanging ornaments through you know, a centerpiece in the center of the table. Usually, the trend used to be where it was pretty high. It was at least a 13-foot piece. Then it's been probably brought down to half now, just to kind of bring it back down to earth. Mm-hmm. So floor design has definitely changed a little bit there. Centerpieces, definitely. Also, what we're seeing in the luxury, you know, market is destination weddings and also favors. So favors have changed a little bit. Before, it was used to be a bag of, like, little candy peanuts or some chocolates. Brides and grooms are getting very creative nowadays, such as, you know, we're seeing these wonderful little ideas with like a message in a bottle, nice. You know, left at the table, a keepsake that someone can take with them, and a thought, you know, written inside. Or, for instance, for those who are, you know, having transportation from the venue to where the guests are departing from, whether it be a hotel or a parking lot or anything, they actually are doing food trucks while the passengers, the guests, as we say, are waiting to depart on their transport. So it's almost like a little, hey, thanks for coming. Here's a little bit of food. Sober up and have a great day. Yeah, we're on our way to our honeymoon. Peace.
That's nice. Ivan, the cost of the royal wedding has been estimated at about $45.8 million. We like to talk about numbers on this program. I'm guessing that's a way above the average cost of a wedding these days, isn't it?
Absolutely. However, I'm pretty sure that is not, you know, too far out of their reach. However, we're seeing that the average couple nowadays is spending anywhere from, you know, 30 to 40 for a conservative wedding. For a more high-end wedding, they're definitely spending more than 75. Even in the luxury market, we're seeing that those couples still want value. We're not seeing that they splurge too much. I believe what couples are looking for is a mix of what they want for what they can get on their, you know, desired budget. And everyone comes from a different, you know, social economic background. So, yes, most conservative, usually around 30, 40. But we have seen 75 plus, especially for destination weddings, which are huge right now.
People always say that millennials are going to change the landscape in so many different ways. Are they going to change the wedding landscape as well, or will some things just always remain traditions like this?
Well, Steve, truth of the matter is I am a millennial, and we, you know, as the founder of my company, Tatiana Byron, would say, it's a changing landscape and you adapt if you don't. And these brides and grooms, these millennials, are actually demanding more, where, you know, of course, back a couple decades ago, it just would have been a simple, you know, maybe cocktail hour before reception and then all the above. You know, it's now a little different. They're wanting an entire, you know, event for the entire week. You know, you also have multicultural weddings. If you really think about it, our nation has become this diverse melting pot, and millennials are one of those generations that has truly accepted it. So some want elements of, you know, of different cultures into their weddings, traditions. For instance, Hindi weddings, of course, start, you know, a week in advance, and it's an entire processional of celebrations and events and family traditions that need to be incorporated into their entire wedding event. And that, you know, that is the start of their wedding, you know, from the first event, you know, a week before to the, you know, last minute, you know, when they depart. So, yeah, millennials are demanding a lot more. They want they want the traditional. They want all of that comes with the wedding that maybe their parents had, but they want their own twist too. They want sometimes entertainment that, quite honestly, people would be like, like, interesting choice. For instance, flash mobs or lasers or, you know, displays, video, interactive apps that go with the wedding, you know, for the wedding guests to alert them when certain events are going on inside the, you know, the venue that they've chosen or the day. What itinerary is going on. So there's so many different things with the millennials now. They all come from different backgrounds, of course, obviously, and professions. So everyone's a little different. You get a techie wedding, you get a DIY wedding kind of style, kind of rustic feel to the, you know, wedding. So there's different. It depends on the personality of the bride and groom.
Ivan, good of you to be with us this morning, and we will send people to the event again May 21st, 4 to 8 p.m. at the W Lakeshore. It's the Wedding Salon Chicago Showcase. We appreciate you being with us this morning.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you so much.
All right, Ivan Colon, the PR and Marketing Director at Wedding Salon. Make sure you check them out online at weddingsalon.com and follow on Twitter as well at Wedding Salon. Again, May 21st. 4 to 8 p.m. at the W Lakeshore in Chicago is the Chicago Showcase.